Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Public Servants Association has already declared a dispute and served government with notice. The PSA said that they would start a picketing by Thursday. So the public sector workers are planning to embark on a mass-scale industrial action later this week following the collapse of wage talks with government. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Kaya Sodidi is the chief negotiator at Danosa. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good morning to the listeners. I'm good, thanks, man. Yes.
Excellent. So give us a bit of background here. For those of us that haven't been following the story, give us a bit of a timeline.
Yesterday, thanks for the opportunity to talk to the radio station and to the listeners. Yesterday, we started a conciliation process, which is ending today. Yesterday, what happened is that we gathered in different centers around the country in all provinces. We sent a strong message to the employer or government about the way they have handled this negotiation. So what happened is that yesterday we started. There's nothing much to report as yet. What we've agreed is that today we are going back, the negotiators are going back to talk further. But what we can say is that we are encouraged by the engagements of yesterday. It was the employer or the state is considering some of the issues are raising, but it all depends today. How do we then finalize those issues they seem to be amenable moving forward?
In terms of your role, it must be quite difficult understanding the impact that a strike has on your members, on the country in general, especially at a time where we are, as a whole country, under such enormous pressure. Obviously, your responsibility is also to your members and to try and achieve the best outcome for them. How do you balance that?
Yes, it is very difficult to balance, but we're trying. Ours is that we, number one, we do make our own exercise in terms of when we go to negotiations, we assess the situation economically, social, and so on. So we do take those into consideration before we reach to a particular demand. The also, as I have put correctly, that public service employees are there to serve the public,
yes,
which is our communities and so on. And then if we go on strike, those services that are impacted negatively. So it's a difficult one. However, out of this this equation, we believe that our government can do better and also can do better by providing for public service employees to work under conducive or good working conditions, not to be subjected to these conditions they're working under. For example, the biggest thing now is a shortage of staff in all sectors. You
yes.
go to police, you go to health, you go to other public services, there's a cross shortage of staff. Hence, our people are not being assisted as should be. And to us, we put that at the stand of corruption. There's too much corruption.
That's interesting.
The money in the country has been misused, where the money is supposed to go to the services or go to the employees, but it's been misused. Billions of dollars are going down the drain through corruption.
So it's really interesting because I guess it's almost like it's changed, because the role of the unions and the role of employee representatives in the past was very often about working conditions, which obviously this is, because corruption causes all sorts of strain on the employees and on people involved. But actually you're being asked mm-hmm. now to deal with things that in the past or a while back you didn't have to deal with, which was demanding that there's integrity, ethics, morality around the running of these organizations and these entities in order to protect your employees.
Correct. Once there's a moral decay and there's a corruption, and then it affects everything. It affects even torturing simple things to make work easier or to make work possible for the public service employees. Because if things go wrong from head, and then it will affect all the way to the bottom, to the cleaner on the ground.
Yeah.
Was to procure like simple things like a mop to clean, and you find that there's too much interference in the process. Like now, for example, the case at hand at Temisa Hospital in Gauteng, whereby we heard that there's a procurement of skinny jeans, cost of 500,000. And then when we follow up that, they said, no, it's a wrong code, supposed to be this code. But that skinny jean order, whatever went wrong there, it has deprived the procurement of the equipment working the hospital. But it doesn't make sense how to make such a mistake in procurement. So I'm trying to say that, correct, that now we have to, we have to take up to ourselves to make sure that there's no corruption, because corruption affects us, working conditions, affects our members, and so on.
Absolutely fascinating. Well, I hope that it is resolved in the best possible way for all the parties. Kaya Sodidi, who is the chief negotiator at Internosa, bringing us a very interesting perspective. Thank you for doing so.